If you're like millions of Americans last week, they were really upset about the Biden's administration's hopes of a $20,000 forgiveness package for student loans. So it was struck down by the Supreme Court last week. They said it was not constitutional. So all over media, you're going to see this. Student loan borrowers blast the Supreme Court. Biden has already canceled $66 billion in student loan forgiveness. Now what? Biden outlines a new path to provide student loan relief after the Supreme Court ruling. But I want to go through a program with you guys. And it was a friend of mine, Catalina. She created a company called My Loan Sense. And it fits in perfectly with what you're seeing on your screen right now. Because I have three children. I put them through school. They do have some small student loan debt. And the student loan packages are just, they are so hard to understand. It's almost easier to pick stocks or pick an insurance plan than just picking how you're going to repay your student loan debt. So CNBC actually did a fantastic job by breaking down some programs out there that exist today that you qualify for. It doesn't have to go to the Supreme Court, doesn't have to do anything. It's programs that exist today that hardly anybody knows about. So let's get over to that caption from CNBC, their article right here. So what we want to do is we want to go to the top of this, and you're going to see the headlines right here saying three ways federal student loan borrowers can have their debt forgiven without the Supreme Court. Now, I didn't know anything about these programs, so I reached out to a friend of mine. She's Catalina. She's the president and CEO and founder of My Loan Sense. And she opened my eyes up to all the student loans, how a mess it is. It is a complete mess out there, folks. So today we want to talk about a program that's available today that you guys should qualify for, and you should look into it no matter if you're looking to buy a house or anything. If you know your student loans are coming due here soon, the payments are going to start kicking in, you need to check this out, okay? So go to this website, and I'm going to have the link down below, and it's going to give you this first thing. The headlines say, three ways federal student loan borrowers can have their debt forgiven without the Supreme Court. So let's go down through these, and I'm going to go through each one of them, and then hopefully you guys can figure out the common denominator behind these things. So it says that the Supreme Court struck down the Biden's administration. Then it goes through a bunch of other things. And then it's going to go through three of the programs that it highlighted that you qualify for today. And what are those? Well, if you're a public service worker, you can have a lot of your student debt forgiven. If you're a teacher, you can give a lot of that student loan forgiven. And there is an income-driven repayment plan that also anybody can qualify for to see if this payment plan or option would help them substantially drive down how much they have to pay back or how much their monthly payments are going to be. Because if you're out there and you have now a house payment or a lease payment or rent payment on your house, you went out there and you had a car, you got some credit card debts, you now have your student loan debts that you haven't made a payment for in 3 years, it's going to really put a damper to your budgeting. So let's go through these options. And again, you're going to find one common denominator, and I'm going to let you guys figure that out, but I'm going to show you how to get involved with it right now. So the public service loan forgiveness, what is it? It's a time commitment for 10 years. The payment requirement is must be on an income-driven repayment plan. Okay, job requirements must work in public service. So I'm just going to go over the three main common things that you need to qualify for these programs. So if you're a public service worker, you got to look into this. Okay, the next one is for teachers. Remember it said if you're a teacher, well, what is it? It's a teacher's loan forgiveness, time commitment, 5 years. Payment requirements must be on an income-driven repayment plan. Job requirements must be a highly qualified teacher in a school serving low-income students. Okay, that's number two. So now let's get to the third part of this. Now, this is one that mostly everybody should be able to qualify for, the income-driven repayment forgiveness plan. So what is it? It's a time commitment for 20 or 25 years. Repayment options or requirements, generally it's 10 to 20% of your discretionary income. And that's a big word right there. And I'm going to explain it to you here in a second. Job requirements, none. Okay, so look at the common denominator, income-driven repayment plan. How is it given? Well, it's based on the income payment driven repayment plan. If you go to the student or the teacher's one, what is the payment requirement? Must be on an income-driven repayment plan. Okay, that's the second one of the three. We go to the public service one. What kind of payment plan is it? Must be an income-driven repayment plan. So there's three options out there. And all three options are driving you to the income-based repayment plan. So what is that? Well, Catalina, my friends over at My Loan Sense, actually created a company right around this. So we are plugging Catalina and her company today because this fits the wheelhouse of today's what's going on with student loan debt. So here's what I want to talk about. This is an example. If you go to this website, and you're going to get, I'll give you the URL right down below. Let's see how much the average person can probably qualify when it comes to this particular program only. Because what their system is going to do is it's going to analyze your income and your debts. Because remember when we were back discussing this, I said one big piece of this that you really need to pay attention to is right down through here. What is the payment plan based off of? Well, it's right here. Payment requirements, generally 10 to 20% of your discretionary income. That's how much money you have left over after paying all your bills. So let's get over to this tool that we have to see how much forgiveness you might qualify for. And there's no obligation to use this, folks. Just go in there and dabble with it to see how much you might qualify for. So we go in here and let's say, for example, the average person per semester is, let's say, $7,000. So you got $14,000 a year in student loan debt, plus a little bit more. So we'll go $20,000 a year in student loan debt that you have. You went 4 years, so you have $80,000 in student loan debt. Let's say that that's right now your income is $65,000. Okay, so we're going to put in $65,000 is what I'm making. I have student loan debt. Would we say it was $80,000 in student loan debt? So we put that in there. Minimum credit card payments. Well, right now we have credit card payments of $250 a month. And then we have a car payment, just went out there and got that new car. I have a $450 car payment. And then other loans, well, I have, what else do I have? I have that couple book loans, a couple other things. So I have $175 in other debt per month. Okay, so those are my debts. We go down through here, and most student loan debts, if you don't know, just put in here the average student loan interest rate is 6.5%. That's the norm throughout the whole country. And it is a person and their spouse, and they have one child. Let's say in this example, one of the spouses stayed home with the children, but now they want to go back to work. So they have three people in their whole family. How much could this actually save you in that scenario? Whoa! It would cut your monthly payments $638. Guys, this isn't a far cry from where most people are. How's this broken down? Well, let's look over the details. When you're qualifying for a home, okay, what we use as your monthly payment, because you've been on forbearance for 3 years now, is usually 1% of that student loan balance. So how student loans are calculated right here. If you had that much in debt, the normal student loan payment on that debt would have been $908 a month. Okay, but based on this income-based payment plan that the government already has in place, your payments would have to be going forward based on this scenario only $270 a month. Okay, for a savings of $638. So guys, this is in place today. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to wait for the Supreme Court to pass anything. All you need to do is click the button down below to see how much you qualify for in the student loan forgiveness package. So that's what we try to do here on my channel on a daily basis. My goal isn't to propose to you guys the problems out in America right now. It's to help you get solutions to these problems. You have concerns about housing. It's too affordable. We give you all those options. Now we're already helping you guys with student loan debt. So use these services. There's no obligation that you use these, but please check into it and see how much money you can save. And if you want to proceed with it, all you have to do is sign up for that package. Catalina and her team will be reaching out to you to give you even more options than just this. So thanks so much for watching, guys.